We are continuing the first chapter of Mesilat Yesharim. We've been learning about the subject of taking advantage in this world by living a life that's dedicated and committed to mitzvot. This is Olam Haba in this world and preparation for eternity. On the subject of mitzvot, it's important to keep one important idea in mind. And when it comes to a person choosing a trade, they want to see which business they should be involved in, so not only they could be successful and make money, but they could also enjoy. So Hashem put inside every person a certain attraction to a specific area where they can succeed. There are people who are attracted to plumbing. People who don't like plumbing would not understand that. But there are people that actually love plumbing. And there are people who love to be an electrician. If you're not that person, you don't see any value or any excitement. There are people who love to be policemen. They love it. Guns and sirens, all kinds of things.
You don't like to be a couple of boys.
There are people who like numbers, accounting. And there are people who like to talk. Hashem put, it's amazing actually, if you look at the world, you see how Hashem put a love in people for certain things, and it's a good thing because we need plumbers, and we need electricians, and we need builders, and we need businessmen, and we need accountants, and we need policemen, and we need soldiers, and we need paramedics, we need doctors, we need surgeons, we need dentists. Imagine everybody was like you. The world would be destroyed. Because you like one area, you can't see beyond what you do, and the world would fall apart. It's an amazing wisdom of the Creator that He put in people a love for different ways of living life. And Baruch Hashem, the world is able to exist because of all this, all these options that people are attracted to. So when a person chooses a trade, they choose something that attracts them. And they also look at their abilities. Hashem gave people different abilities. The ability is able to match what they're attracted to. So those are the two things that people look at when they commit to something. They look at their connection to it, and they look at their ability in succeeding in it. Simple. Someone comes to you and says, listen, I want to make parnasa. Which area should I choose? Those are the questions you ask him. What are you attracted to? And what are you good at? If you read the map the right way, you'll do good in life. You could be wealthy in any business, and you could be not wealthy in any business. But A person has to read the map and see what they enjoy and what they're good at. And let that guide them. Unfortunately, sometimes in the world we live in today, people imagine that this is the way to make money. People are making money this way, so everyone wants to do the same thing. And some people are just not cut out for it. They're cut out for a different kind of job. But there's so much pressure to be doing the same thing as other people that seem to be all doing one thing. That's not how the world works. Each person has to know their qualities, and they have to know what excites them, and they will succeed in that area. They should not be looking at everybody else and see what they're doing. Hazal tell us that in any business, a person could succeed and make tremendous parnasa. There's no business that you could choose and not make it. That's in the hands of Hashem. Your job is to choose something that fits who you are. Okay, I'm saying obvious things, you forgive me, but sometimes you have to just say the obvious so it's clear. What does this have to do with Torah and mitzvot? The pasuk says, by Matan Torah, when Hashem was about to give us the Torah, so He gave us not only the Torah, but He gave us a talk beforehand about the Torah. The Torah itself is the guidance. And then He taught us about how we should be viewing the Torah. So the pasuk says, Ve'ata, Hashem says, and now, In shamoa tishme'u bekoli, if you will listen to my voice, ushmartem et beriti, and you watch over my covenant with you. V'yiten li segula mikol ha'amim, and you will be a special nation from all the nations. Says Rashi, what's this pasuk coming to say? And now if you will listen, says Rashi, ve'ata, im ata, which means this great life of yours that's ahead, your personal life, your national success as Am Yisrael, I'm about to give you the Torah. So the success of your individual and your communal and national life is dependent on Ata. Now, Ve'ata, your success in the future is dependent on now. We would say the success of the future depends on the future. But comes the creator of the world in His infinite wisdom and says that actually the future and its success or opposite is dependent on now. So interesting. Ve'ata, and now im tishmeo, im shamoa tishmeo bekoli. What does that mean? So says Rashi, alav shalom. This is a big item. Very big. It's not only big for Torah and mitzvot, but it's big in many areas in life. Says Rashi, what does it mean it's dependent on now? My observance is later. My learning is tomorrow. Says Rashi, im ata tekabelu alechem, if today, now, you commit yourself, you accept upon yourself, and you become fully committed, Ye'arab lachem mikan de'ilach. It will become sweet to you going forward. And you will succeed. Shekolat halot kashot. Says Rashi, Alav HaShalom, all beginnings are hard. When they say all beginnings are hard, they mean beginnings of important things. To be a gambler, it's not hard to begin. It's not hard to begin to be an alcoholic. But to begin something valuable, it's always going to be hard. It's part of free choice, part of the miracle of free choice. That things that are meaningless and even damaging are easy to get into. But things that are good, it's always going to be hard in the beginning. Kolat halot kashot. All beginnings of something valuable are going to be difficult. Says Rashi Alav HaShalom, what the Torah is telling you is I'm giving you this beautiful Torah and mitzvot, but your success in Torah and mitzvot depends on now. And what do you have to do now? You have to commit. You have to accept upon yourself a complete commitment to what's coming up in the future.
Shabbat.
Now, kol halot kashot. The truth is, we see the side point. That sometimes beginning is easier. You see a guy get excited about learning. In the beginning, he comes to learn. But after a while, you don't see her anymore. The beginning was easy, but then it got weak, and then maybe fell off the mat. Not only learning, other things. A person starts something, he says, I'm going to do this every day, and then after a while, he falls off. We actually see the opposite. That beginnings are easy, and staying consistent, that's the hard part. How do we answer that? So the answer really to that question is that those people never really committed. Their commitment was equal to trying. When they said, I'm in, they just mean, I'm gonna try. I once had a fellow that taught me this lesson. I was giving a class right in this room. 20 years ago, I used to give a Shabbat class here in this room. After they prayed, from 11:30 till 12. And Baruch Hashem, we started with a few people and the class started to expand. A lot of people, they come every morning, every Shabbat morning. And the biggest success of that class was that after a few weeks, guys would start to ask, or I would talk about coming to learn every day. Why would you only learn on Shabbat if you could learn every day? And one by one, guys just start learning. Monday morning, starting. And one by one, people would connect to the Torah. There was one fellow in the class. If you ask me who's the guy that's most into the class, I would say it's that guy. Into it. Every time I give a class, he's sitting, he's listening. After he gives me a warm thank you, wow, you really, I didn't know that, excited. only problem I had with this guy, 2 weeks past, he wouldn't come in the morning. We never commit. A month past, 2 months. I don't understand how this guy, who is most into it, doesn't take a step further and come every day. You love it every Shabbat, want you every day. I didn't ask him, but I noticed that it was like a bothersome. After a few months, I got the courage to ask him. I said, tell me, you hear every Shabbat, you seem to be enjoying the Torah. You know you could come every morning. Why don't you come? What's the problem? So he says to me, he says, Rav, I want to explain something to you about me, about himself. He says, if I commit to come every morning, he says, I will never miss. No matter what happens, I'm never going to miss. He says, I don't know if I'm ready to make that commitment. But once I commit, I'm always dead. From that guy, I learned what it means. Kol athalot kashot. Real beginnings. A commitment to stay through and through. Not easy. For people who come in the beginning, they come, they're not committed. To come in the beginning and not be committed is not hard at all. You come in and then you fade away. But to be committed, that's it. For the rest of my life, I'm going to come learn every morning. Very big commitment. Here we see the success in the spiritual world has to come from the beginning and that commitment. Like a marriage. The greatness of a marriage in the future has everything to do with the commitment. In fact, that's the whole simha of a wedding. Why are people traveling all over the world to come to a wedding? They're coming for one moment. They're coming to see that two people are committing to live their life for each other. That's a very big commitment. I'm committing myself that your happiness is now my responsibility for the rest of my life. Whoa. Now, unfortunately, many weddings, that's not really what's going on. They're just getting married. I mean, instead of dating, they're gonna date, but in the same house. It's not a commitment. It's a big deal to make a commitment. Imagine you're about to tell someone, Hare at mekudeshet li means, I'm committed that no matter what, your happiness is my responsibility. That's huge. How long? For the rest of my life. How about the hard days? Those two. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on in my life, no matter how difficult a day I had, no matter how difficult the situation is, no matter, doesn't matter. I'm making a full commitment to you. It's huge. How many people in their wedding actually think about that? Not enough. Because if they actually made that commitment, be'enet, you'll get the words of Rashi. Ve'ata im tekabelu alechem. If you commit the real full commitment in the beginning, ye'erav lachem mikam ve'ilach. It will be very sweet going forward. When it's not sweet going forward, it's because the commitment is lacking. You're not fully committed to what you're supposed to be committed to. Hashem says that's the way it works in Torah and mitzvot. A full commitment is what allows the sweetness of the Torah and the mitzvot to come into your life. Pasuk says, famous Pasuk, I want you to pay attention to this, because you have to follow the words. In the end of the Torah, it says like this, Re'eh Natati lepanecha ayom. Hashem says, look, I am giving before you, talking to each individual, each one of us. Today I am giving in front of you the following. Et ha-chayim, I'm giving you life. Ve'et ha-tov, and I'm giving you goodness, sweetness. The Torah and the mitzvot that are in front of you, Hashem says, make sure you know what they are. They are chayim, life, and they are tov, and they're very tasty, very good. I'm not asking you to live a life of pain to get to Olam Habab. No. I'm giving you life. I'm giving you sweetness. On the other side, if you don't commit to this Torah, there is ve'et hamavet on the other side of the menu. There is death, ve'et hara, and bitterness. What an item. Hashem says, listen, here it goes. I'm giving you Torah and mitzvot. Torah and mitzvot are hayir. They give you life and they're sweet. A life void of Torah and mitzvot for the Jewish neshama is a life of death and ra. That means not good, bitter. Life could be bitter or life could be sweet. You could be alive or you could be dead. Even as you're alive, and you could be living, but you're dead. Or you could be alive. Those are the two options. At the menu. Nice to know what the menu is. Continues the pasuk and says, Ha'idoti bachem ayom et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. Hashem says, I have the witness of heaven and earth today. Witness, I'm telling you the right thing. Listen to what I'm telling you, Hashem says. Ha-chayim ve-ha-mavet natati le-banecha. I gave you life and death. U-bacharta ba-chayim. Choose life. So on this, there are two questions. One famous question, obvious question, that if you give somebody on the menu life and the other one is dead, you have to tell him to choose life? You're talking to what kind of person you got? Maybe he didn't know it was life and death, so it's because you told him that. Imagine you tell a guy, here's the menu. This is poison, and this is healthy. This will kill you, and this will give you a healthy, good life. I recommend you use the healthy, good life one. That's a little offensive. Like, how? Who are you talking to? You don't think the guy understands that? Torah has to tell you, choose life? Again, maybe he didn't know that Torah and mitzvot were life and the opposite was death. So tell him that. That he needs to know. But after you told him that, you have to tell him which one to choose. What's the question? That's question number one. Question number two is, notice that originally in the menu, the Torah and mitzvot were described as two things. They were described as life, ha'ir, and they were tov. They were good, they were tasty. Why, when it comes to making the choice, Hashem says, ubaharta, and you should choose hayim, life. Hey, what happened to the tov? It should say, ubaharta, bahayim, ubatov. That was on the menu. How come when it came to the choosing, it didn't talk about the tov, the sweetness, the goodness? It only spoke about life. So again, two questions. Why are you telling me what to choose altogether? It's an obvious choice. So this whole statement is not necessary. Ubaharta, and you should choose, obviously. That's question one. And question two, once you're telling me, so say it as you said before. Why did you skip one of the important parts that you mentioned earlier? You're the one that called Torah and mitzvot, Hayim and Tov. Why by the choice you only say Hayim, you don't say Tov? I'd like to share with you a very important answer to this question that I heard many years ago. I don't know if the simple pshat is this answer, but it definitely are words of emet. The explanation to this is as follows. Hashem says to every one of us, listen to me, the Torah and mitzvot, they have Hayim, they give you life, and they give you sweetness. But when you come to choose, make sure you're choosing life, not the sweetness. The way you make your choice has to be with life and death, not sweetness and bitterness. Not good and bad. It's life and death. What's the difference if I choose good from bad or life from death? So I'll tell you. In the world of good, it's possible to have bad. For example, you ask a guy, are you an abiding citizen? Do you follow the laws of the country? He says, yes. I'm a good citizen. You're a good citizen? You know, yesterday, I saw that you crossed a red light. How does a good citizen ignore a red light and keep going? How many good citizens have crossed the red light? Many, maybe all of them. So you're a good citizen and you cross the red light once in a while. How could it be? I saw you park by a pump. A good citizen? What's the answer? The answer is that in the world of good, there is a place also for bad. There's like a little cave in the world of good. In that cave, you put sometimes, hopefully the cave's not so big, but you have a little cave somewhere on the side. Well, even though you're good, if you have a little deposits of bad once in a while, but you're still good. I'm a good citizen. But even in the world of good, you can have a little bit. You could be a good husband. I'm a good husband. But I have a little deposit back on the side. Where sometimes I don't do such good things. Am I still good? Yeah, I'm a good guy. Good husband. I'm a good student. But there's room even for good students to do certain things that are not so good. Say, hey, guy, listen, you're a good student. How'd you do that? There's room. In the world of good, there is room for some bad. That's the way life is. But in life, there's no room for death. There's no room in life. You have something called life. Because you have in there a room called death. Doesn't work, buddy. For example, if a person wants to be alive, there's no room in that person's life to jump off the 28th story of a building. There's no room for that. There's no place for that. It's not possible. Those two things do not coexist. You can't live a life. You can't say, I'm alive, but I'm dead once in a while. There's no room in life for death. There's room in good for bad. But there's no room in life for death. Whatever life is, death can't exist in it. Whatever we call life, physical. If you're alive physically, you can't be dead. If you're alive spiritually, you can't be dead spiritually. Life and death doesn't have any crossover, life or death. But in good and bad, you could be good with a little bit. The Torah is telling you, look how beautiful this pasuk is. Hashem said, I want you to know that Torah and mitzvot have two aspects to them. A, they're very good. They make your life very sweet. Torah and mitzvot make your relationship sweet, your children sweet, your marriage sweet, your free time sweet, your off time sweet, your busy time sweet. Makes your life sweet. Also, Torah and mitzvot gives your neshama life, real life, life that's eternal. Those are facts, that Torah and mitzvot give you life and they give you sweetness in that life. Hashem says, "Ubaharta bahayim." But when you come to make choices in life, the way you should make your choices is by looking at the choice as a life and death choice. Don't make your choices as a sweetness, good or bad. What's your perspective when you're making a choice? Should I do this mitzvah or not do this mitzvah? Your perspective should be Hayim u'mavet. Your perspective on choosing to do a mitzvah or not should not be, is it good or bad? Because in good old man, it's possible to have sometimes the bad, even though you're good. But when you come to choose life and death, there's no room for them. Hashem is telling you and I, mitzvot and Torah are not just good and sweet and beautiful. They are, but they're much more than that. So to choose based on good and beautiful, you're belittling the decision. When you don't jump off the 20th floor, it's not just because it's not so beautiful to jump off. That would make it silly. That's a silly decision. You know why I don't jump off the building? It's not so good. No, that's not why you don't jump off. There's a much bigger reason why you don't jump off. Because then you're dead. Hashem says to us, when you make decisions on my Torah, ubaharta, the way you're supposed to view this decision is a life and death decision, not is it good or bad decision. When you choose that way, your choices become much more powerful. Because if you're choosing about good and bad, okay, you know what, I'm generally good. At this time, I'm not so into it. But it's hard for me today, so I'm not going to do the right thing. But I usually do. Today, I'm not going to do it. Hashem says, don't choose like that. It's not how you make choices in life. When it comes to Torah and mitzvot, you're choosing life and death. It's a much greater decision. Ubaharta b'chayim. Hashem is not telling you what to choose. He's telling you how to choose. What's the system of choosing? When it comes to a business, an occupation, a person chooses based on what they're attracted to, what they're good at. But when it comes to Torah and mitzvot, Hashem says, be careful. That's not how you choose Torah and mitzvot, based on what you're attracted to. You may not be attracted to learn Torah this morning. It doesn't matter. You may not be excited about this Shabbat coming because you have a big show and it's spending a lot of money and maybe you're going to miss a few customers and maybe. Does it matter? When it comes to your choice of Torah and mitzvot, you're not going to choose based on what you're attracted to, based on what you're good at, based on what talks your language. It doesn't work like that. You need to choose between life and death. You want to stay alive or want to die? That's it. It's a very simple decision. Torah and mitzvot give you life, a higher living in this world, and an eternal living. Or you're dead. When you think of life decisions that way, of Torah and mitzvot, it doesn't matter if you're into it this morning, or you're not so into it this week, or you, this talks to you, this doesn't talk to you, it doesn't matter. You know, a guy who says, I don't like plumbing. So if you don't like plumbing, so, do something else. Imagine a guy tells you, listen, I don't like eating. I don't like eating. I'm not attracted to it. I'm not good at it. Not good at it. I chew, nothing happens. Doesn't go, I don't like it, and I'm not good at it. What do you tell the guy? Try sports? He's no choice. You got to eat. You like it, you don't like it. You're good at it, you're not good at it. It's life. When it comes to occupation, you can tell a guy, do something else. But when it comes to life and death things, there's nothing to do. You got to do it. I don't like breathing. It's not my thing. That's not something you say, okay, so try something else. When it comes to Torah and mitzvot, Hashem is saying, be careful. This is not an occupation. You don't have to be attracted to it. You don't have to be even good at it. You have to know it's life and death. This is breathing. This is in the category of food. You gotta just figure it out. You gotta do it. And Hashem promises, Im tekablu alechem, if you accept upon yourself, regardless of your attraction to it, if you accept upon yourself, this is it. Ye'erav lachem, it will be beautiful. It will be beautiful. It'll be very sweet. But your Kabbalah, your acceptance, can't be dependent on its beauty. You have to learn every day because you have to. You gotta pray every day the right way because you have to. That's how you make decisions. You gotta do this mitzvah. You know why you gotta give charity? Because you have to. You could enjoy it, not enjoy it, doesn't matter. You should enjoy it. You will enjoy it. But that's not how you accept upon yourself. You accept upon yourself, there's no choice. I have to breathe, there's no choice. That's the approach that the Creator gave us by Matan Torah. That the greatness of a person in Torah and mitzvot depends on their Kabbalah, on their acceptance and commitment to it, regardless of the sweetness and regardless of the attraction. Again, the promise is it'll be great. Keep Shabbat, not because you love Shabbat. Someone tells you, why do you keep Shabbat? Ah, it's beautiful, I love it. The family, the seudot, the shul, the this, that. No, no. It's not why you keep Shabbat. You keep Shabbat because it's life and death. Because to your soul, that's the difference between eternity or not. It's life and death. Will Shabbat be gorgeous? Gorgeous. Even more gorgeous when you accept it that way. But the way of choice of doing right and wrong is not about what's good or bad. It's about life and death. Such an unbelievable piece of advice that the Creator is giving us before we even got to the Torah. Which reminds us, and I'll finish with this, that's why it says, Ki hem hayenu. Be'orech yamenu. What does it mean when we say, because the Torah, the mitzvot are our life? What does that mean, our life? It means they're not just sweetness. They're even more than that. They give us life. And that's the way we need to live our lives, with that kind of commitment, a commitment to life, not just a commitment to sweetness. Oh, famous story of Rabbi Akiva. In Masechet Berachot, the Gemara says that Papos ben Yehuda saw Rabbi Akiva, that he was learning Torah in the time when the Goyim made a decree not to learn Torah. So he told him, Papos ben Yehuda tells Rabbi Akiva, what's going on with you? Don't you know there's a decree of death for those who learn Torah? What are you learning Torah? What are you doing? So Rabbi Akiva told him, let me give you a mashal so you understand. He says, one time, the fox, supposed to be a clever animal, he saw, looking in the water, the fish were scrambling, running this way, that way, swimming. So the fox tells the fish, where are you going? What's wrong? Why are you guys scrambling like this? He says, they told him, we have a big fish that's coming at us. We have fishermen trying to catch us. So we have to run. We can't stay in the same spot. We're always on the run. We have to be careful from all these people and these fish that are trying to get us. It's Sayyadim, simply means a fisherman, but it could mean anybody. So the fox tells the fish, he says, I feel bad for you. You have to keep running in the water like this. He says, why don't you come to me? And I'll protect you from all these fishermen. So the fish told the fox, you're the guy they call the clever animal? If in the water, the source of life for a fish is in water, if in the water we're trying to survive and trying to make it from those who attack us, if we leave the water, we're for sure dying. Says Rabbi Akiva to Papas Ben Yehuda, the Romans decreed I shouldn't learn Torah. So now I'm not going to learn Torah. The Torah is my life. It's my existence. Hopefully, I'll be able to escape. But to say to me, so don't learn. So I'm for sure dying then. What do I gain by that? This is supposed to be our view of Torah and mitzvot. We talk how beautiful Torah and mitzvot are. Olam haba, Gan Eden, yes, it's all true. But the commitment to Torah and mitzvot cannot be based on that. Because when you base it on sweetness, goodness, it's not always going to be that way. Your feelings may be off one day. Who knows what? It's got to be based on the commitment of Hayim, of life and death. With that commitment, it'll be the most beautiful journey. Have a wonderful day.